Joseph Arthur and his Technicolor Dreamcast on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
What I would say I find most remarkable is the great comfort that people find in all agreeing with each other. So I have never seen any international event so universally and so simplistically presented. You know, it's more and more being, the story is being told as if there's no context, no history, nothing happened before 17 days ago. Suddenly these Russians turned up in Ukraine. Huge surprise, you know. And of course, I don't support the invasion of Ukraine at all. And I certainly don't support what's happening to the people there. But whenever I try to mention that this comes as a result of a history which we are involved in, we had a part in, quite a big part in, people say, oh, so you're a Putinist, are you? You support Putin. And this kind of them and us mentality seems to have dominated absolutely everybody, including all the liberals that I know. I had an incredible experience the other day. I was playing some unreleased songs to some friends who wanted to record one of my unreleased songs. And I played one and they said, oh, that's really great. Love that one. Can we do that? And I said, yes. And they said, what's the name? I said, St. Petersburg. That was actually the name of the song. And they said, oh, I don't think we can do that. Can we do that? You know, and I thought, what is controversial about that? And are we really in a position now where we're going to say the Russians are so evil that everything that Russians have ever done must be cast away from us as though tainted by the devil? So I've never seen anything like this before. What we all have to do, I think, it's very clear from our conversation that we agree about quite a lot of things, and I can't think that it's only us. So we have to have the courage to actually start saying these things.
Well, clearly Brian Eno turned out to be a right-wing extremist and a racist, probably a racist, and someone who wishes death on all innocents, clearly, with giant posters of shirtless Putin all over his bedroom wall. What else could explain his reasonable assessment of things? We should all go onto his social media pages right now and scream at the top of our lungs as we accuse him of all the most horrific character assassinations of all time. He needs to learn that planet Earth is no place for reasonable discourse or sound thinking. He needs canceled immediately. Who wants to make a Brian Eno bonfire and burn all his new age hippy-dippy music with me this weekend? Let's do it. Rational thought cannot be tolerated. We must look at everything in nothing but black and white, hyper-emotional, non-nuanced as humanly possible terms, and then descend into name-calling rather than debate anything calmly. I mean, what does he think this is? A place where a discussion can be had, where with reasonable ideas? Talk about an oblique strategy. Next, he's going to question getting the 16th booster. I mean, sheesh, Brian, read the room. Clearly, I'm joking. Brian Eno is, thank God, a musician is starting to talk sense. I was beginning to think there was none of my kind out there apart from Van Morrison. And I don't want to be in a room alone with Van Morrison. Well, maybe I do. Let's jam, Van. Anyway, you're listening to TNT Radio.
Drilling down the details.
I feel more informed when I listen.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Aslan White cultivated and protected one wolf pack, and then something else came through. A message from the wolves, a message from the wolves, a message from the wolves. Aslan White is gonna deliver to me and you. Wolf power, wolf power, wolf power, wolf power. Aslan White is here on our show. To talk about wolf power. Aslan White, how are you?
I am really great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the program. And our good friends, Sharon and Gordon, got us together here today. Shout out. And where are you? Where in the world are you? This was a last minute booking. So we appreciate you coming through to talk about the wolves and astrology as Mercury is in retrograde and is making a dog bark in the nearby neighborhood. So there you go. What's going on? That goes in line with wolf power and what we're talking about. So maybe it's all God-given. Who knows? What's going on?
Well, yes, Mercury is retrograde. And even more powerful and potent than that is that we just passed a full moon lunar eclipse.
Hmm. I saw it, a red moon. Very, very beautiful.
Yes, and in astrological terms, quite a shakeup for everyone, actually. It's kind of one of the things that is said about it is it's like a death and rebirth time for everyone. So often relationships or our work in the world or whatever it is that the focus ends up being, it often goes through a little mini death and then a resurrection.
Ooh, I don't like the death part. The resurrection I'm quite into. Any way to skip the death part and go right to the resurrection? Can we just have a series of resurrections?
Question. I think you can.
Okay, good. How do we go about doing that? Do the wolves tell us that?
Yeah, well, I think it's about being really able to let go of the past and leap into the future, and then it can be like that.
You know what? Ho'oponopono is the magical ingredient for that. I've had a strange couple of days, and right before the radio show, you know, there's like a lot to organize and everything, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on a run and have the Ho'oponopono mantra in my head for like a half hour. I ran in the desert and I feel so clear. It's like, and that is letting go of the past. You just release everything. You take full responsibility and ownership over everything. Ho'oponopono, for those that don't know, is I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. It's a Hawaiian mantra of self-responsibility and forgiveness and accountability. And it does just that. It resurrects you. If you need a quick resurrection, go on a run listening to a Ho'oponopono mantra for a half hour. You'll feel right as rain.
I love Ho'oponopono. I have also used it with effectiveness. Prayer really works, even ancient Hawaiian prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely does work. It's the ultimate, you know. And people would rather scream at each other on social media than get into that stuff, because to get into that stuff is to confront yourself, you know, and confront those like corridors of shame that you got cobwebs spread out all over. But talk about your work with the wolves and how you got into that, cultivating and protecting a wolf pack, and the book you have coming out called Wolf Power, and what you learned from, what was the message? You said there was a message from all wolves to humanity at this time. And I think if anyone's going to tell us how to get through this, it's going to be wolves.
Yeah, well, they've gotten me through this so far. I now live off grid because of them. So, and I didn't know I needed to live off grid. So, good for them. But their message is, in the most simple terms, please return to some form of nature village and allow us to be there with you so that we can all return to nature together, because we've come so far. There's a danger of losing contact with the true purpose that we all came here for in the natural world sense of it. So their message is about the return to nature.
And how did they deliver that message to you?
Well, I met a mother red wolf about 8 years ago, and I just had the privilege of living temporarily in a cabin at the base of a redwood forest, and an old growth forest. And she slept at the base of this tree that was the largest tree. So another thing that's interesting is this kind of alpha female mother wolf slept at the base of the tallest tree around. Lots of trees were tall, but she picked the tallest one to sleep at the base of, almost like it was, you know, like an antenna to the divine for her as she slept. But lots of little magical things that I learned like that. At one point, she was very upset. She had had an experience. She did kind of have an owner, but she had jumped out of a glass window when the owner tried to keep her inside. So she wasn't really containable. But the owner had sold her puppies. And so she had broken one of her puppies out of its pen and had been teaching it how to chase deer. And when I saw her so upset, I looked into her eyes and said, what's wrong? And as an astrologer for 30 years, I already had some psychic abilities, but in that moment I was able to not as if it was right in front of me, but some sort of inner vision. I was able to see her and the wolf puppy chasing the deer. And I got to see them in their rhythm. And then they hit a highway all of a sudden. And the deer jumped across the highway. And the puppy got hit by a car. And it wasn't killed. And the mother wolf had dealt with animal control before. They're always trying to catch her and always chase, you know, kind of trying to get her. They don't like it that she just runs free around what at the time was a tiny little town and wilderness around it. So in seeing that whole vision, it's a little bit of a story here. She waited on the highway for animal control to come, and they picked up the animal. And then they, of course, reported back to everyone. And the owner of the wolf's perception was that the mother wolf was trying to kill her puppy, which it was nothing of the sort. She was teaching it how to hunt, and they were, you know, in their rhythm and in their, I call it a running trance. I saw them in what I would call a running trance. They were also running on ley lines. And so I learned in that moment that these animals do drop into a running trance. And I always wondered why the deer would run right into a car. And it explained it to me in that moment, because they are in a running trance. And in that trance, where they're connected to the ley lines, they literally don't see the highway. It's like on another dimension. So she was literally sharing this story with me, what had happened, and showing it to me. And then she said, why can't I have my puppies? Why can't I have my pack? Why can't I have my way of life? What is this highway thing? And why are they always chasing me? And that was it was loud. It was like a plea. And in that moment, I was a crazy activist for years before that. I had worked for the Bioneers and had done all kinds of moveon.org when moveon.org was good. I had done a lot of rallies. I had saved the right for people to have a filibuster. One of the sides or the other was trying to remove the filibuster. So I was a crazy activist. I had done very wild things. And at this moment, I committed to that animal. And I said to her, in the same state in which she had shared with me, I shared with her, I'll help you. I'll take care of you. I'll let you have your puppies. I'll let you have your pack. And at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, what is a wolf pack? And I realized as an activist that there weren't really wolf packs around, except maybe Alaska. So it's been also a social experiment for me to have a wolf pack, to see how it is, like if they're allowed or not, so that if they're not allowed, I could create space for them. So that, in fact, is what I'm doing now, is creating a wolf-guided eco-farm model that allows them to be in an intact pack, to have their children and their pack and their way of life. And like the film, The Biggest Little Farm, to be of assistance to a farming system that is modeled after an ancient farming system. So that's what I'm up to now after 8 years of chasing them, protecting them, defending them, going to court, going to jail a couple times, chasing after them as they leap out of windows in the middle of an intersection, things like that. They just are full of life and full of freedom. And so I've been chasing them and protecting them for 8 years. And now I have about 27 of them in my care.
That's the craziest story I've ever heard. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, like, how did you cultivate 27 of them, and how did you create space for them? And so you heard messages from the chief mother alpha, and that guided you. Was, and I guess, and don't take offense to this question, but it's just because it's a, you know, normal question from somebody that comes from Ohio would ask, where was psychedelics involved? I mean, I think the answer is no. I can hear that the answer is no, but I just want to ask that anyway.
No. And in fact, it's like, you know, it was so powerful and potent in my life as an experience. And I had had an incredible life before that. This is about 8 or 9 years ago. But this definitely has topped everything as far as teachings and learnings and not needing LSD, because right. They bring life experiences that are over the top, just don't require it.
You don't really need psychedelics, I found. I'm somebody who did lots of psychedelics and did, you know, even somewhat recently microdosed, you know, which is good. I can understand. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but lately I just don't do any of that. And I like it better because now I know the experiences I'm having through other kinds of, you know, sort of spiritual activity, be it sort of breath work or yoga or running and Ho'oponopono. I know that they're coming from, you know, within, I guess, or they're not. If you have those experiences when you're on psychedelics, you tend to just credit the psychedelic, really, even if you think it's powerful and magical. And even if it is powerful and magical, in the back of your head, you'll be like, oh, that's because I was, you know, taking a microdose or something like that, you know? And so It's nice to have those experiences without that, I find.
Yes, I've had a lot of life experiences where I didn't need it. Life right. in general is rich, and it doesn't require psychedelics. If we're really on the edge of our guidance and soul's journey, it's quite exciting.
It's enough. It is certainly enough if you lean into life and do all the things that your spirit is urging you to do. It's a tall order for one, and it is certainly enough. So what led you to the alpha mother wolf in the first place? Like, how did you discover her?
Well, that's a funny story. I was in a breakup because I had been living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I'm near there right now. So I was on like a walkabout after a breakup and had found this really quirky, weird shutdown hotel across from a shutdown Mason Lodge. And had found my way in because I needed a place to stay and everything was really full. And I had met someone who owned the building. And so I managed to find a way to stay there, and other people found their way there too. And then there was a strange kind of contingent of men that were from an old Mason kind of thing. And I won't go into that, but just that they didn't like this other man that was there. And they were like threatening to kill, well, they sort of threatened to kill him. So I went and rented the cabin to get him out of there. So I was actually saving someone's life and rented this cabin to get them out of a bad situation where men were mad. And it really was, he hadn't done anything. He just had an attitude. He had a difference of opinion, and, you know, it was just something like that. But these men just kind of went over the top. And so I was rescuing someone.
Well, we'll continue the story of Aslan White, Wolf Power, and astrology right after these words on TNT Radio.
We're the pinup boys and poster girls for free speech. We just don't look as impressive as Vladimir Putin shirtless on a horse. Yeah. 24/7, 365, we never stop sifting fact from fiction, misinformation from the truth. From government overreach to the latest on mandates, big tech censorship to propaganda gone mad, listen to TNT Radio and get the news and views direct from our expert presenters and commentators anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk, this is TNT Radio.
Election 2022 in Australia votes on May 21. This is Senator Malcolm Roberts.
In the last year, Australia witnessed many unacceptable actions for the first time. I've listed 33 firsts for our country that smashed people rapid fire. While any one of these would normally trigger people to be angry, under the brutal states of emergency and fear, people reluctantly accepted all. For example, this is the first time society sacrificed its young supposedly to protect the old. Until now, always among humans and every animal species, older generations protect their young. What's worse, state and federal governments then neglected the elderly without any proper plan for managing the virus. This is the first time Australian federal and state governments have coerced people on a national basis, national scale, to inject citizens with something that can kill them, and now many people are dying with thousands potentially crippled for life. This is the first time governments have prevented sick or vulnerable people from having proven, safe, effective, affordable, antiviral COVID cures. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. They stop the virus and prevent people getting COVID.
Authorised Malcolm Roberts, Brisbane.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. Help is just a call or click away through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Please call 1-800-656-HOPE, that's H-O-P-E, or visit rain.org, that's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
News more twisted than soap operas.
Ugh.
And with worse actors.
You can't be serious.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Aslan White. Aslan White, cultivated and protected a wolf pack. To bring us back a message of the wolf's wolf power. Wolf power with Aslan White.
What kind of name is Aslan White? And with a name like Aslan White, you'd expect you to have a wolf pack, I guess.
I don't know. The name came long before the wolf pack did. The name came from Egypt, and I needed a new name because my name was on a soap opera and it was not a good character. So I asked for a new name and they gave me the soap opera or the, old name?
The old name. Or do you want to say?
It was Tiffany.
Tiffany what?
It was Tiffany
you
White.
You don't have to say. Oh, Tiffany White. I mean, see,
I kept the last name. Last name is the same.
Well, that's a great name. You just didn't like Tiffany. I get it. I understand.
Well, what happened was Bold and the Beautiful had a character named Tiffany, and she was not a nice person.
The Bold
and
the
Beautiful. And she had sex with everyone. And
okay.
The men in Egypt were already bad. And then they thought I was that character. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to not be the same name as that character.
What? So in Egypt, they were all watching The Bold and the Beautiful? That's weird.
Yes. Isn't that strange?
Really? Very.
Yes.
It's strange. Moving right along, you're too interesting to talk about The Bold and the Beautiful. But yeah, I mean, Bob Dylan changed his name to Bob Dylan from Robert Zimmerman. I understand why he would do that. But Robert Zimmerman is also an excellent name. But names are important. And it doesn't matter if you give yourself a new one. That's still okay. That's the name logic, the name theory. Just that you have a good name. You need a good name. So what was your work previous to this wolf pack? And but real quick, before we go there, you're saving a guy's life and you're in this new strange location because of a breakup. So you bonded with this wolf. And then you thought, I'm going to move here. She's telling me to kind of like hang with her and help her. And so you decided to, where did you pick your life up from and how did you move there? What'd you find, a cabin, or how is it off grid and what's off grid living like?
Well, that was 8 years ago or so when that happened, when I met her and made that, it was like a pact that I made. And, so maybe, I'm sure people have experienced this, like maybe you go to Tibet and you realize you're going to help the children build a school. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those moments where I said, I am going to help this animal and I'm going to find out what a wolf pack is. And I ended up going, having several locations. I kept getting evicted. She actually got taken and then escaped out of that area, I found out later. But I carried her children, and they just, why I have a whole pack is they reproduce, they make babies and things happen. And I've probably at different moments, I had that man whose life that I saved at that moment, he ended up with a whole part of the pack. And that group just got taken from him. And he's now tracking with them. The Humane Society of the United States has them somewhere in Maryland. So I have mine here outside my door, but he had a whole other group connected to the same genetics that I was caring for that are now in Maryland that got confiscated. But the interesting thing is they got confiscated right before a fire broke out in New Mexico that was a prescribed burn that got out of control, that is now the largest fire ever in New Mexico. I think they might have known somehow that it was coming, and they knew they had to get all of those animals out of there because they wouldn't have been. And this is just a complete random idea I have that I'd probably get in trouble for even thinking. But just that I noticed that they were very good about evacuating people. They're great at that, almost as if they knew, you know, they got the things that would have taken more time to evacuate. They did them earlier. just something I noticed. We probably shouldn't dwell on that. It's just an interesting passing observation.
Okay. So when you have a wolf pack, that means they kind of hang around your domain essentially, right? Because, and are they ever intimidating? I mean, aren't wolf packs kind of dangerous or not really? They're sort of domesticated.
They can be dangerous, especially to other animals, not usually to people, because they sort of have what I observe is they have another category for people, and they sort of leave people alone. In my observation, the ones that I have, but they will eat other animals sometimes. So people with pets or chickens don't like that. So that's an issue. Also, they're not really allowed, honestly. What I discovered is they're not allowed. They're not allowed in National Forest or BLM land without some sort of special permission, which I didn't usually have. So basically, they're not allowed. So what I do is I follow them around. I bring them to land that I have. And then if there's a law, like you're only allowed to have 6 dogs, which there usually is, then I work it out with the county and the judge, like one moment at a time. And then
is that them I hear in the background? Are they making sounds? Is that?
Yes, they are. Sometimes they howl. So if we're lucky or unlucky, however you see it, they might howl for you. I mean, unlucky because you won't be able to hear me necessarily while that's going on. But lucky,
so
because
what
it's
was your,
quite a...
Well, I would imagine you're well protected there. You know,
I'm in a remote location. So as I went through the 8 years, what I discovered was that the best way for me to protect them was to put them into the most remote location I could find. And even in those locations, someone would start complaining. And then that person could cause trouble and make it so I had to leave and move them.
Why?
And so I've moved.
Why would they? What would they complain about?
They get scared, I think, or they just think something's wrong because they're not used to it, maybe.
Well, I'm scared and think something's wrong, and I'm all the way in Arizona, so I'm just kidding. I think considering what the world has become since you've been in remote locations with the wolf pack for 8 years, you were ahead of the curve. Let's put it that way. You're definitely ahead of the curve. So I think they guided you in the right direction. What's your take on what's happened in our world? I mean, assuming you're tuned into it, I'm assuming you have an internet connection or some way to tap into what's going on. And I'm sure you visit the world.
Oh, yes, my entire civilized social life world. Yeah. Yes, my entire social life is on Zoom now or on Clubhouse. And other than
Clubhouse is still happening. That's still going on.
Yeah. And I do a weekly astrology room. And like I said, I live off grid and I'm out here with the wolf pack and I don't ever, hardly ever go to town. I personally am affected by spike proteins. Wow. So when I have spike protein exposure for about 3 days, my body goes through a healing crisis and it takes about 3 days for me to recover.
You get it from shedding of others or what? How do you get spike protein? Yeah.
Yes. I get it from others.
Well, that's a conspiracy theory. That doesn't exist. I mean, so you're one of those.
That's what they say. They say that. And it took me several times to believe it, actually, because at first I just didn't want to believe it. You know, I didn't want to believe first that I would be susceptible because I'm pretty invincible and healthy and do all kinds of regenerative things. So I didn't expect to be affected. I mean, I do expect to be invincible, but I would never take, I would never put metal in my body or have anyone. I don't see doctors. I'm a healer. So I take care of myself very well and would never.
And you do that. How do you take care of yourself? Give us some safety protocols.
Oh, nutrition.
They found you. Apparently.
Mostly nutrition. Nutrition is the main thing, but I also just am aware of my body's chemistry.
Yeah.
So if there's something going on, I know how to support my body's chemistry. So I would never go near, I would never lower myself to the medicine that's out there. I believe it's at a very low place and people just fall down into it and that people should try to hold themselves up and never fall there because it's dangerous. I think it's like falling down to the crocodiles. That's what, how I see it.
What about fasting? I always ask people about fasting and most people don't do it. And it's the best healing measure I've ever found. 3 day water fast completely resets your immune system and you go through autophagy and stem cells. It's a complete reboot. Do you do that?
That's a great thing. I don't do that.
See, no one does it.
I would though. I'm really thin and I fast every day until sometimes the evening. So
intermittent.
I often don't eat until the evening. So I feel like I sort of do mini fasts every day.
All right. Well, let's talk about your previous life before the wolf pack and your work with astrology and how, and if you can give me a reading on how my life is going to be amazing after this, that would also be appreciated.
Okay. Well, yes. So I have been doing astrology for 30 years. So I'm very good at it. And actually when the responsibility for the animals, when I took that on, I did have a successful astrology career happening. And so I gave it up basically. And for about 4 years, I really could do nothing but chase wolves. But before that, I had been writing on starweatherwhale.org, which I still write on occasionally, not as much. I used to write there every day before the wolves entered. Since the wolves entered, I'm kind of random about when I write, but I'm going to get better at it. You know, my timing. So yeah, astrology is my thing. And I'm what people call a master astrologer, and a business friend told me that I was the best he had ever met. And I should be charging $5,000 a consultation for business people is what he told me. So I'm starting to move in that area now after his advice.
Well, that prices out, you know, the common folk. What about the common folk that need a reading?
Well, actually, I do free readings on Clubhouse weekly. Okay. And so someone can come on Clubhouse and hear my weekly astrology and come up and get a quick reading. It's not an astrology reading. It's a psychic reading. my psychic abilities got really good, and I'm just able to answer questions, and I sort of channel for people, like in about 2 minutes, I give them. A helper is coming in, the dog stole something.
Someone's battling a wolf in the background. Okay, are you there?
Yeah. Helper came, and the wolf dog has grabbed something of him. I think he's here to help me with my water system, because but I had told him I was here, so he'll wait. But I think the wolf stole something from him. One of them did. They steal things. They eat things. They don't like computer cords. If someone moved, you know, after a while, they would chew away our connection to the city. They would chew it up to pieces.
Interesting. So wolves are spiritual animals, aren't they? I mean, they have such a magical quality, even like, you know, I don't know. They're just like, they seem in between two worlds to me. I don't know why. Is that true?
Yes, you're right. Because I've observed that myself over time. I've observed that they have this ability, this connection, similar to what my connection to the divine. They also have that. I traveled around the world, studied with all kinds of shamans, and sat with like 30 gurus, maybe not 30, maybe like 20. But I sat with a lot of spiritual teachers and did a lot of meditating. So I have a lot of spiritual experience. They have definitely been my most elevating and challenging spiritual teachers in the last 8 years. I haven't needed human teachers. They took over my spiritual training.
Well, when we come back after this, I want to explore your psychic abilities and talk more about your astrological work and how it can benefit the life of man in these days. We'll be right back on TNT Radio.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th. With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Jeremy Beck.
The GOP primary election results for the 17th of May show that former President Donald Trump continues to have enormous influence in the party. Of the 26 Trump-endorsed candidates for this latest round of primaries, which were in Idaho, Kentucky, North Carolina, Oregon, and Pennsylvania, just two lost. One was North Carolina's incumbent U.S. Representative Madison Cawthorn. The other was Idaho Lieutenant Governor Janice McGretchen, who ran a challenge against the current governor, Brad Little. McGretchen's loss is a big blow for Trump and freedom fighters in general, as her campaign hinged on her battle with Governor Little in opposing oppressive medical mandates. While most voters opted to stay with Governor Little, the combined vote of McGretchen and other candidates fighting the COVID medical mandates was close to 50%. Regardless of this loss, medical freedom can't be swept under the rug. I'm Jeremy Beck for TNT Radio.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And we're back with Aslan White talking about wolf packs and psychic abilities and astrology. How's it going, Aslan White? So how did you discover your psychic abilities and how did they present themselves to you? Is it an intuition or is it a voice you hear?
It is intuition. And I think everyone has their own way of doing that. So as an astrologer, I discovered that each person really does have their own way of doing everything, doing health, doing intuition, doing family. And we can see in the chart the different mythic components that each person has. So my intuition functions as I engage with someone, like I do these readings on Clubhouse where I give the weather for the week ahead, and then people come up on the Clubhouse stage, the audio stage online, and ask questions one at a time. And I give these sort of downloads that last like 2 minutes. And that is, as I engage with their energy and their question and I start talking, it's like I just have things to say that don't exactly come from myself. So it's coming maybe from my higher self and their higher self, something like that.
Yeah, so it's as I engage. It's like same thing with the process of writing poetry or songs. It's like you just sort of tap in and zone out and it comes through you.
Mm-hmm. Or zone in. And then he's like, as I engage and start that flow with that person, it becomes this river where I just have information for them.
So can I ask you what the download of this week is for this week coming for, considering we got this Mercury in retrograde thing happening? It seems pretty intense. There's been a lot of like panics and this, that, and the other, and, you know, and just things, oh no, not working out. And then it works out. And then, with the red moon and everything like that, I would think it's an interesting time. Is there any way that you can give us a little bit of that?
Yes, we are in a catharsis. And so everyone is in it and we're still in it all the way through through the new moon on May 31st. So this next week, the most powerful aspect is a Venus square Pluto. And that happens late Thursday night. It's on Pacific time. It's at about 11:30 p.m. on Thursday night. Venus squares Pluto. The moon is going to be waning, and I like to watch the lunar cycle really carefully. So anyone who wants to study astrology or understand it more, just watching the lunar cycle and feeling it gives a lot of observational understanding. So right now we're heading into the last quarter of the eclipse cycle, the kind of final empty out of that eclipse cycle that has been the whole month of May. It started April 31st at the new moon solar eclipse. And then we just had the full moon lunar eclipse a few days ago, a little less than a week ago. So the moon will be waning. So the energy from those eclipses is coming down, and whatever dramas or transformations we're undergoing as a result or part of that eclipse are going to continue to unwind down until May 31st. So there is an empty out period, and people often feel insecure during the last quarter of any lunar cycle. So the last quarter of an eclipse cycle is like super insecurity and possibly some anxiety. So I would love to tell all your listeners to know that the anxiety, if you feel insecurity or anxiety in the next, all the way till May 31st, and even past that as the moon builds a little bit into the new cycle, it's the eclipse. It's that energies are being pulled away and things are dying, things that don't belong anymore, things that are not in alignment with the forces of life. So we too need to be conscious and paying attention. I notice if I start thinking negative thoughts during an eclipse window, which we're in like right now, all the way through the end of the month, negative thoughts will just take me down. And in the same way, positive, divinely aligned, connected thoughts can bring me during eclipses a lot of power. So eclipses really are very potent for killing off the ego's intentions and sometimes and empowering the divine intentions.
So it's an opportunity.
Yeah. And it usually shakes things up a bit. Sometimes there are earthquakes. Sometimes, you know, eclipses are kind of in the whole year, they are the shakeup. They are the time where things have their death and rebirth and things are unstable and shaky. And so for that reason, we should be vigilant. I always tell all of my listeners or clients, be vigilant during the eclipses because things can happen. You can accidentally fall or get in a car wreck and you can hear the wolves. There's two alpha females who are fighting through a fence right now. That's a little loud. So they're scarier to each other, actually. When you have two alpha females that are mad at, you know, they're fighting for position. One will kill the other actually sometimes to get that position. And that's the danger to the other animal. When I said they're dangerous to other animals, really them, their own pack, they're most violent when they're competing for position, the males competing or females competing. But back to the astrology, there's a lot of shakeup, a lot of things dying, a lot of reorganizing. And so that's going to continue all the way through to the new moon on May 31st. And people will feel it. People's shadow comes up. People will be acting weird. So it's good to be tolerant. It's good to be vigilant and be aware that we're in an eclipse, shakeup, weird kind of shadowy time. Things will always look better after we get past the eclipse. Things can look bad during the eclipse. Health issues can flare up. I always say, like, wait to go to the doctor because things often feel better and look better after the eclipse period is over, which would be after May 31st in this case.
So a time of anxiety and insecurity. I don't relate to that. I don't know what you're talking about at all. I'm just kidding. Oh my God. It's like you're reading my mind. No, but, so do you have, can you pick up a psychic connection for me right now and give me a little reading, in terms of, I just moved to Arizona and I'm going through a lot of life changes right now. I don't know if it's cheeky for me to ask you this or if it makes for good radio, but I think it probably does.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like you too followed your guidance and you too have clear guidance, and that's great. It looks like you're in sort of a transformation around relationship and your love life, that's changing and transforming and coming into better alignment for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main, and also you are in power. You're living your life as a conscious creator. It's up to you what you create, and you know that. And so more than anything, you need to focus on what you truly want more often.
Yeah.
And let's see. It looks like you traveled for love, or you either traveled for love or you're going to meet love there, or love is transforming, but there's a big upgrade coming with love. Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I have a child and, you know, we got her out of the city, out of the, you know, dangers of New York. She's 9 months, she's 9 months old, and, you know, and our relationship with the mom is, you know, we're dealing with it. It's good. It's in a good place. You called it all out. It's exactly as it is. You know, we're in a good place. We're shifting, though. It's been a dramatic shift and it's been unnerving, but good. And we are heading into a much healthier spaces with each other. So it's, you know, it's a work in progress, as all relationships really are. But the love is certainly massive because, you know, I have a child who's the greatest child in the world, as you would think if you're a parent, you know. And, you know, yeah, so there is a huge amount of love in my life. I'm very, very grateful and doing a lot of manifestation work. I'm a Christian as well, so there's the thing with astrology that, like, Christianity, sometimes people in the Christian faith are suspect of astrology because it's of the New Age and they think it could be a sort of infiltration of demonic energies, you know, dressed up as nice guys kind of thing. There's that whole narrative that sometimes spins up. And yeah, I want you to comment on that, but just, but on the same thing is with manifestation and yoga, which I also do. But I think this thing with Neville Goddard, who says God speaks to you through your human imagination. And so through your human imagination, you make your life a co-creation with God. And so to me, I don't think law of attraction stuff is against Jesus, for instance. I think it's a way of communicating with that power and then guiding yourself towards the direction you want your life to take and focusing on that. And in order to do that, you have to be forgiving of everybody, because if you're not forgiving and if you're in resentment, you're locked in the past and you're going to keep manifesting dysfunctional situations of the past. So it's very important for you to forgive And it's very important for you to keep moving forward, like what you're saying. And you're right. That's all I've been focusing on is this kind of thing lately. Not always in my life, but lately for sure.
Well, if I had known you were a Christian, I might have told you that Jesus appeared in the passenger seat of my car and helped me through the Wolf Project at some point. And now I have an active dialogue with Christ. So I, when I'm really at my wit's end and I need to check in or go somewhere for guidance, I have a visualization and I literally go and sit with Jesus and ask for help and he helps. So that's, Jesus is my spiritual path.
Co-pilot.
In the end, you know, after everything.
Literally, yeah.
That's where I return when I really need deep spiritual support.
Same here. But I do like mantras, and I do love Hinduism too. I'm drawn to it. I'm attracted to it. I like the mantras of it. I like the music of it. I like the magical thinking of it. And you know, it's weird. I'm a Christian with imposter syndrome. So there you go. I don't, you know, faith is not perfect. Faith is a work. You don't have perfect faith every day. And to claim that is, you know, sort of bonkers, but I appreciate the reading and it elevated my spirit. So thank you very much for that.
Also, one more thing I'll say is, if you need help at any time, all you have to do is go to other people and they'll have the solution for you and connect with whoever you feel drawn to. And that is always going to provide you a solution. And that's the final thing.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Have you heard of the app called The Pattern?
No, I haven't.
You should check that out. My friend made it actually, but it's a really big app and you put your exact birth date in it, like time and everything like that. So the readings are kind of absurdly accurate. But anyway, that's a interesting app for you to check out. Yeah. And you can connect with other people based on sort of astrological compatibility. So it's kind of, I think, might have geared into a dating app. It's been a while since I've, checked it out, but it's really interesting. So, man, well, we're coming near the end. What can we talk about in the last 4 minutes? What else? What other messages do you have for us?
Well, what I would love to say is that even though he told me that I should charge $5,000, I am doing readings for a lot less. So, if anyone would like a reading, they can go to starweatherwhale.com or .org. Starweatherwhale.org, I believe, has a place to sign up for a reading. And if that's too much, then email me at aslanwhite@gmail.com and I'll be happy to give any of your listeners a reading for some sort of special discounted rate.
That's nice of you. Thank you so much. And so, what is your sign?
I'm a Leo.
You're a Leo. So is my daughter. So that's interesting. And what do I have to look forward to raising a Leo? I'm a Libra.
Well, they're ruled by the sun.
We're the best. Libras, we're, you know, aren't Libras the best? You can tell me. Libras are the best, right? I'm kidding. I know there's no best, but
Libra loves balance. Libra loves balance
and justice.
Yeah,
and fairness.
And yeah. Libras love relationships too, and other people. Being with others. So that's nice. They're the people who most appreciate other people.
And what about Leos? What should I look out for with my Leo daughter?
Leo daughter will be highly creative and probably charismatic and maybe want to be a performer or a model or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's already like that. She's very social. She waves at everybody. She's got an electric smile. She's definitely a charmer, you know? Do you have any kids?
No, I don't. I just have wolf dogs.
Wolf dogs.
I didn't have human children.
You have wolf children. Okay, we're at the last minute now. So tell people again, how to get in touch with you, Aslyn White?
Well, they can find me at starweatherwhale.org is where to sign up for an astrology reading. Starweatherwhale.com is my blog site. EmissaryWolfpack.com is the wolves right now. Mm-hmm. And you can email me at aslanwhite@gmail.com. And Aslan is A-Z-L-A-N.
And your book is called Wolf Power.
Yes.
Is that out yet, or is it coming out?
Not out. It's coming out.
All right. Aslan White, you're amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your wolf energy with us. And we love you.
Thank you.
Have an excellent weekend and take care of those wolves. Keep listening, everybody. This is TNT Radio. We'll be right back.